This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The decision President Trump announced this week, pulling the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal, is going to play out in a whole lot of ways. Geopolitics and international security, of course. Big picture industrial policy. Think all those Boeing planes the Iranians had on order as a good example. Also, somewhat smaller product lines, specifically an item whose trade fortunes sum up our relationship with Iran pretty darn well. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
If you ate pistachio nuts in the 70s, chances are they came from Iran, and they were probably red. Back then, exporters didn't think Americans would buy nuts whose shells had dark marks, so they dyed them. And we ate them up, 20 million pounds a year. Then, in 1979, this happened. Here's ABC News.
Some 60 Americans, including our fellow citizen whom you just saw bound and blindfolded, are now beginning their sixth day of captivity.
The Iran hostage crisis, which dragged on for 444 days. The U.S. responded by sanctioning Iran, freezing its assets, and putting an embargo on its imports. That meant no oil, no Persian rugs, no pistachios. The crisis wasn't the opportunity the American pistachio industry would have chosen to make its big move into the market, but
we got very lucky politically in that there was an embargo on Iranian products to the United States.
Louise Ferguson is a pomologist at UC Davis. She studies fruits and nuts. Ferguson says the embargo began just as U.S. farmers were starting to use new irrigation techniques that made it possible to produce a pistachio crop big enough to enter the commercial market.
We had a tree that was suitable, we had available water, and then we had markets.
But growing pistachios takes time. 7 years to get nuts off the tree, long enough for Iran and the United States to iron out their differences. By the mid-80s, Richard Matoyan with American Pistachio Growers says,
Iran was sending a tremendous amount of their product here to the United States.
And undercutting American growers with their cheap prices.
There are some very strict rules against dumping product into another country.
Based on those rules, the industry successfully lobbied for a 300% tariff on Iranian pistachios and virtually shut down their flow into the U.S. Iran took its crop elsewhere, and American growers had another chance to expand. Fast forward a few decades, and a handful of diplomatic dust-ups with Iran that jostled the pistachio trade, and here's where we are now. The global export market is worth more than $2 billion and growing. Together, the U.S. and Iran control 80% of it, and they've learned to coexist by zigging when the other one zags. We're in a zigzag moment now.
We'll be imposing tariffs on steel imports and tariffs on aluminum imports.
It's still not clear how hard President Trump will hit China with new tariffs. But the country has already retaliated by bumping up tariffs on American pistachios by 15%. China bought nearly half our crop in 2016 for more than $500 million. But it spent even more importing pistachios from, yes, Iran. I got in touch with Farhad Aga, a big pistachio grower in Kerman, Iran, to see what this all may mean for the politics of pistachios. Aga's family's been in the trade for decades.
Because of this new trade war between China and the United States, the balance has been shifted in favor of Iranian pistachio being exported to China.
Aga says the collapse of the nuclear deal and new sanctions on Iranian exports could mean gains for U.S. growers elsewhere at Iran's expense. But for the U.S., China is what really matters now. If that relationship goes south, American growers may be facing a problem they could barely imagine in 1979. More homegrown pistachios than the market will bear. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.